I got woke by the police coming up through my stairs, shouting that there was a fire, had to get out quick, and they just started grabbing the babies from their beds and running down the stairs with them. And I wasn't even woke up properly, and they just kept shouting, fire, fire, get out, and they just were running with the wains, and we went outside, and the fire brigade came then, and we were lucky they came when they did, like, because it was right beside the oil tank, so that's why they were in such a rush to get us out of the house.
What was going through your mind at that point?
I just didn't know what was good. All I was seeing was my babies going down the stairs with the police having them in their arms, and they were calling for me, and I just kept seeing them and getting tucked down the stairs. I just wanted to get my wains. I don't know. Didn't even realise there was a fire. I was just watching my wains get tucked out of the house. I was so scared.
You were saying last night then you slept on the sofa at the front of the house?
Yeah, I slept on the sofa, and I just kept like getting up and checking out the back and checking out the front, and I was well unsettled last night.
What now? You've three young children. You were saying your young nephew was staying as well last night. How are they this morning?
Dylan keeps talking about the police and the fire and all, and the Waynes keep saying about it as well. Dylan was well shook up. You know, he's Down syndrome, and he was well shook up that night. And
It's your nephew?
Yep, it's my nephew, Dylan. He slept over. I always have him at the weekend for my sister, but he was well shook up and annoyed about it.
What now for you?
Ongoing. I just want to get out of here now. I don't feel safe, so I'm packing up the house now as we speak, and I don't know where I'm going. My family live in Craigan, so I think I'm going to go up to Emmons to be around Emmons, because I'm on my own down here.
When I'm talking to you, it just comes across how shocked you are, how shaken you are.
I know. I haven't even slept properly, and I've exams coming up in the tech, and my just head's all over the place, but I just want to go now, and I'm here 7 years, and I love my neighbours and I love everybody around me. My daughter has loads of friends in the school, so I'm freaking out if I'm doing the right thing or if I'm not, and I just don't know what to do.
Because this is the back of your house, it's done lovely. There's the decking and the steps down then to the shed at the back.
I just got my house all newly decorated as well, just before Christmas, decorated all the Wayne's rooms, and the only room I had to do next was mine, and all new wallpaper and paint and everything, and I just want to go, because they hang around that back alley as well. Hopefully they'll get gates up, but I don't even care. I'm just going. But for the next people, I hope they get gates up there for them.
Because you're sort of at the end of a row, and there's kind of the wee alley behind and then to the side. Is that how you think they came round?
Sometimes I have to go out and move them, because they're waking in my wains at night, but they've drank in them and all, and they're really cheeky to you, and you'd be scared to go out them sometimes.
And this would be kind of
the weekend.
Boys, girls, what sort of age?
Boys and teenagers, like, hanging around all the time, and they talk back all the time to you, and sometimes they don't move, and they're in big crowds, so you're scared to go out.
The inside of the shed is completely gutted. The kids' toys were in it. It's a few yards from the oil tank.
Yeah, I suppose. Why I think they move so quick to get us out of the house, because of the oil tank, and the flames are so high. I think like the road down there, they were able to see the flames.
The police saw the flames from the road?
From the road away down there. That's Leaf Fair, you know, that green hill down there. That's where they seen the flames. So it was really up high.
Do you look at this today and think, in a sense, we're lucky because it could have been a lot worse?
That's what everybody keeps saying, and even the fire, they were saying we were lucky we got out when they did. That's why the police acted so quick and got us out.
For you now, though, definitely that's it. You're going now.
I'm going, I'm leaving, I'm packing up. Just need to go.